show them to all. Today's Av is Chol Daf Tzadi Beis, and we're starting the end of the second line with the words Vayaser El Malach. And today's Av is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marshmim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shamash Shad Haven Uliyah. And we're discussing the fight between Yaakov and the Malach of Esav. The pasuk in Hosea tells us Vayaser El Malach Vayuchal Bacha Vayischan En Loi. So literally translated, this means he was sar with the Malach, which means he was fighting for saros, for mastery over the Malach. Vayuchal, and he succeeded. He triumphed. Bacha, he cried Vayischan En Loi, and he begged him or beseeched him. Now the Gemara says Eni Da Minas Sar Lemi. I don't know who became the sar over whom, meaning when it says Vayuchal and he succeeded, who succeeded over whom? The answer is Kshu'aymer, when the Pasuk and Chumash tells us that the Malach told Yaakov, Ki Sarisa Im Elikim, that Sarisa, that you were sar with Elikim, and the Pasuk continues saying Vatuchal and you succeeded, have Aymer, Yaakov Nasasar Malach, that tells us that Yaakov was the sar, he became the master, the minister over the Malach. And the first Pasuk that we quoted tells us, Bacha Vayischanin Loi, that he cried and he begged him, and he didn't mean Bachalami. I still don't know who cried to whom. Maybe Yaakov was crying to the Malach to release him. And the answer is Kshu'aymer, that when Chumash tells us that the Malach of Esav told Yaakov, Vayomer Shalcheini, he said to him, please send me, please release me, have Omer Malach Bachal Yaakov. That tells us it was the Malach that was crying to Yaakov. Now another understanding of the pasuk, Ki Sarisa Melkim and Anashim, so it doesn't mean that you fought with Elikim and Anashim, rather means that Sarisa, you were fighting for this Saros, for this mastery, and Mimela, you gained Elikim and Anashim. What does that mean? So Rabbi tells us, Remez Ramazloi, the Malach was hinting to him, Shasidim Shnei Sarim Latsin Menu, that two Sarim, two ministers or masters are going to come from him, Reshka Babel Nasi Shebaretz Yisrael, the head of the Galus, which is known as the Rishka Lusa and Bavel, and the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, that's being referred to by the word Elikim, because the pasuk tells us that when you have a mishpat, you bring it ad o Elikim until Elikim, which is referring to the judges or the Nasi. And we can from here as well, Ramaz like Galus, he was hinting to him that there's going to be a Galus. Gemara continues, now discussing one of the dreams that Yosef interpreted. We know that when he was in jail, so the Sar Mashkim and Sar Eifim were thrown over there. The Sar Mashkim had a dream and he told Yosef as follows. We're going to say the whole pasuk inside. Uva Gefen, and on the grapevine, which I saw in my dream, Shlosha Sarigim, there were three branches, Vikif Arachas also Nitza, and it was flowering with a bud coming forth, if Shilu Eshkleseh Anavim. Its clusters ripened into grapes. So what does this mean? The Gemara tells us, Uva Gefen Shlosha Sarigim, on this grapevine, there were three branches. So Amrav Chiyah Abba Amarav, he tells us that Elu Shlosha Sarigim, Hayotzim Yisrael B'chol Davador, these are the three Sarigayim, the proud exalted ministers that come from the Yidden every single generation. These are the three wealthy people that are close to the government and they're always helping out the Yidden. Pam Shishnaim Khan Vachar Beretz Yisrael, Pam Shishnaim Beretz Yisrael Vachar Khan. Sometimes it's two over here in Bavel, one in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes two in Eretz Yisrael, one in Bavel. And Yivir Rabbanu Nayu, B'Ravana Ukva, Rabbanu Nechemya, B'nei Brate, the Rav. The Rabbanu looked at Ravana Ukva and Ravana Nechemya, the sons of the daughter of Rav, they fit this description. We get to even more descriptions of the dream. Rav Amr, he says, Elu Shlesha Sari Gayim, Shamladim Schos Al Yisrael, B'chol Davadar. These are three ministers, or perhaps the three nations of non-Jews that are defending the Yidden. We find these in every generation. We have more explanations. Tanya of Abraza, Rabbi Elazar Amr, he says that in the dream when it says Geffen, that he saw a grapevine, Zeh Oilam, that's referring to the world. And when it says Shlesha Sarigim, that he saw three branches, Zeh Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, that's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And when it says V'Kaparachas also Nitza, that it was flowering and a bud came forth, Elohim Mois, he's referring to the Mois, Sar Rivka Rachel and Leah, and Shiel Shkaisa Anavim, Elah Shvatim, that's referring to the Shvatim. However, Amalai Rishu Rishu told him, V'chi Mar Loi La'adam Ashahaya, is it shown to a person in a dream what already exists? Valoi Ein Mar Loi La'adam El Masha Asaliyah, a dream is only what's going to be in the future. And the way you just explained it, everything already happened. We already have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov and all the Mois and the Shvatim. El rather, what's the dream referring to? Says Rishua, Geffen, is that Torah? That's referring to Torah. Shlesha Sarigim, El Moshe V'Aaron U'Miriam, that's Moshe Aaron and Miriam. V'hi Kaparachas also Nitza, Elu Sanhedrin, that's Sanhedrin, which brings forth the teachings of the Torah. And if Shilash Kleisa Anavim, Elu Atzadikim Shepchal Davidar, that's the Tzadikim in every generation. And Rav Gamliel, he tells us, Adayin Tzrich Arnul Maidai, we still need the Pirush of the Maidian, the Maikim Likule B'chad Makayim, he explains all of them in one place, namely Rav Blazar Maidai, I'm Rav Blazar Maidai says, Geffen, Zeh Yerushalayim, Geffen's referring to Yerushalayim, Shlesha Sarigim, Zeh Mikdash Melchu Kayin Gadol, that's referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the king and the Kayin Gadol. Varachas also Nitza, Elu Pirchei Kahuna, these are the young blossoming Kayhanim, and if Shilash Kesa Anavim, Elu Nesachim, this is referring to the Nesachim, the wine libations, and that's being represented by the grapes themselves. Another interpretation, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Maikim Lav Matanois, he explains the dream has to do with the gifts that were given to the Yidden. Then Rabbi Shimon Levi tells us, Geffen, Zu Taira, that's referring to Taira, Shlesha Sarigim, Ze Be'er, Amud Anon, Uman, that's referring to the Be'er, that's the well of Miriam, those in the Midbar, the Amud Anon is the pillar of cloud that protected the Yidden, and the Mon is the food that they ate, and Vehika Barachas also Nitza, Elu HaBikurim, that's referring to Bikurim, Bikurim is the first fruits, so that's like Pirachas, that's the flowering forth, that's the first bud, the first fruits that are grown, and if Shilash Glaisa Anavim, Elu Nesachim, is referring to the Nesachim, again, which are being represented by the grapes in the dream. Another interpretation, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Amar, he says, Geffen, Elu Yisrael, that's referring to the Yidden. Chen Weimer also says in Pasuk, Geffen Mimitzrayim Tasiya, that you caused a Geffen to travel out of Mitzrayim, and that Geffen is obviously referring to the Yidden. Shlesh Sarigim, three branches, what's that? Elu Shlesh Regalim Shesrael Oilin Behem Chalshan Roshana, this is the three Regalim, the three Yom Tovim, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, that the Yidden go up every single year to Yerushalayim for these Yom Tovim. Then when the Pasuk says, Vikifarachas also need nitza. Really, we take out also nitza because we're gonna have a different explanation of those words in a moment. So v'yikipay rachas, what's this? Higias manim shel Yisrael lifras v'lirbois. This is saying that now it's time for the yidden to be fruitful and multiply, which is what happened shortly after this dream. There was a bunch of years of good, and then famine, and then all the yidden came, and we know that's where the multiplication of the yidden happened. And remember, that's what it says in the pasuk, u'bnei Yisrael paru v'yishretu. Then when the pasuk says also nitza, that the sprout came forth, higias manim shel Yisrael ligoil. This is representative that it's time for the yidden to be redeemed. And remember, it also says v'yez nitzcham al bagadai v'chom abushay agalti, the yez nitzcham, which means their lifeblood that came out of my garments and all my clothing became dirtied. And the sharsh of the word nitzcham is nun tzadi ches, and we know that a ches could be interchanged with a hey, and that would be like the word nitza, which is the word that's used in this previous pasuk, also nitza, as we see that has to do with triumph from the full geula, the redemption. And when the dream says if shilush klaseh anavim, that's telling us that egiyaz manu shel mitzrayim lishtes kais hatar'ela, that it's time for mitzrayim to drink the cup of tar'ela, which translated usually means the cup of wrath. Anytime we see these words in the pasuk, kais hatar'ela, it basically means Hashem is going to punish the non-Jews, and that's his lashon of now there's anavim, now that there's grapes, so we could squeeze them into wine. That would be the kais hatar'ela. And v'hanu dam Rava, this is what Rava said. Why does it say the word cup three times? In his dream, it says the cup of pyre was in my hand, and I squeezed the grapes into his cup. Why does it say three times? So Echad Shasem Moshe, one's referring to this kais hatar'ela, this cup of punishment that Mitzrayim drank in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's when they left Mitzrayim. Echad Shasem Mei Pyre Nechai, one it drank in the days of Pyre Nechai. This is when Nebuchadnezzar triumphed over Mitzrayim and destroyed them. And Echad Shasid Lishtaisim Kol of the Kavim, the third one is referring to Lasid Lavai, that it's going to drink this kais hatar'ela, this cup of punishment, with all the other of the Kavim. And Amar Leiv Abba Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, that Kidarsh Luhu Rav Lahani Kroy Bagata, when Rav would darshan these psukim in Agata, Kavasa Chidarsh Luhu, he would darshan them just like you. And one last interpretation of this dream, our Rishon Lakish tells us, Umazuki Gefen Nimshala, this people, meaning the Yidden, their Nimshal, they're compared to a Gefen, to a grapevine. Zemayr Shabbat Ela Balabatim, the Zemayr is the branches, they're the Balabatim. That means these are the people with the money, they're the ones that uphold Klal Yisrael, like the branch holds up everything on it. Rashi says that they're going like Chasadim, and they freely give their money to the poor, and they give a lot of money to the government to help out their brethren. That's why these Balabatim are considered the branches of the grapevine. They're the very base and the core of it. Now, Eshkalai Shaba, the clusters, Elu Tamil Chamim, those are Tamil Chamim, which are the actual fruits. Alan Shaba, Elu Amea Aretz, the leaves of the grapevine, those are the Amea Aretz. Those are the simple people that are out working in the field and don't really have much to them other than they protect the Tamil Chamim and everyone else. In as much as they produce all the food, they're the ones, as we said, working in the fields and they're plowing and planting and harvesting and whatnot. And that provides sustenance for the Tamil Chamim and everybody else. So that's like the leaves that protect the grapes from the sun. And Kanaikanai Shaba, the little random offshoots and tiny branches that don't develop anything on the grapevine. Eilari Kanim Shav Yisrael, those are the empty ones of the Yidden, the sinners. And Vahanu Deshalcha Mitam, that's understanding the message they sent from there, meaning from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, the Libay Rachmim Iskalya al Alaya. Let the Iskalya, which is referring to the clusters, they should daven for the leaves. The Mali Alaya, if not for the leaves, Loim Iskaim and Iskalya, then the clusters wouldn't survive. In other words, the Tamid Chacham should daven for the simple laborers, because if not for them working hard producing food and produce, then Tamid Chacham are not able to live, and that goes hand in hand with what Rosh Lakish just said. And we continue another pasuk discussing the geula. Pasuk Nishaya says as follows: Vechreho li b'chamisha asar kasef, then I chreho for myself for 15 pieces of silver. The pasuk continues saying v'chaymer sa'irim v'lesach sa'irim and chaymer barley and a lesach of barley. And we're going to understand this all in the Gemara. So Amar Rav Yechon Mishum Shem Neitzadek in kira el shen mechira. Kira means a sale. Shemar the pasuk says Yosef told Paroi what Yaakov had told him b'kivri asher karisi li, the grave that I had bought for myself. This refers to Maros Machpelah that Yaakov had bought Esau's share in the Maros Machpelah within Zed Adashim that he was making with the whole story that we know that happened there. So we see his lashon of karisili, I bought for myself. So ve'echreha li in the pasuk from Hosea means that I bought for myself. We continue b'chamisha asar with 15. What's that? It's a chamisha asar b'nisan shebay negal Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's referring to the 15th of Nisan that the Yidden were redeemed from Mitzrayim on that day. That's Pesach. And kasef, what does that mean? Silver. Elu tzadikim is referring to tzadikim. V'chenu erba. Another pasuk says tzura hakesef lakach biyadai. He took the bundle of silver in his hand. This is a reference to a conversation between Amnumayav and Nebuchadnezzar when they tried to convince him to come and destroy the Yidden. Nebuchadnezzar said Hashem is going to defend them. So they said, no, Hashem's not there. He said, but he's very close. He said, no, he's far. And so finally, Nebuchadnezzar told them, but he has tzaddikim who are going to daven. And so in response to that, they told him that no, tzara kasef lakach biyadai, this pasuk we just quoted, he already took the silver in his hand, which means there's no more tzaddikim left, so they can't daven. So you see, tzaddikim are like silver. So just going back to our pasuk from Hosea, Hashem in essence is saying that I took the yidden out of Mitzrayim, I so to speak bought them on the 15th of Nisan with silver, meaning because of the chosid tzaddikim. Then this pasuk in Hosea says, chaymer sa'irim v'lasach sa'irim, chaymer barley and a lasach of barley. Now we know the chaymer is 30 saw and a lesach is 15 saw, so that's a total of 45 saw of barley that's being referred to in the pasuk. Elu arbaim chamish tzadikim shalom skayim bahem. This is referring to the 45 tzadikim that the world exists in their zchus. Now v'ani dayim shleshim kan v'chamish aser baretz Yisrael v'mshleshim baretz Yisrael v'chamish aser kan. I don't know if there's 30 here in Bavel and 15 in Eretz Yisrael or 30 in Eretz Yisrael. Bavel and 15 here in Bavel. And Sukshoyim, when the Pasuk says, Ve'ekcha shloishim ha-kesef, and va'ashlech oisei al-beis Hashem el-yotzer, this is a Pasuk in Zechariah, he relates that he took the 30 kesef and he threw it into the beis Hashem el-yotzer. So I have an that tells us, shloishim be'eretz Yisrael v'chamish asar kan, that there's 30 in Eretz Yisrael and 15 in Bavel. And our Rabbi, he tells us, v'rubai mishtachi beis kinishtei etusei afta, that the majority of the tzaddikim are found in the beis Knesset, which is underneath the afsa, which Rashi translates as the yitzia, some sort of room or chamber attached to the main building. In other words, these tzaddikim are very humble people. You won't even necessarily know they're tzaddikim. They're very quiet. They do their avoda quietly, and that's the majority of these tzaddikim. Gemara continues behind the slate. Also, it said in the pasuk of Omer Aleihem, and I said to them, this is Hashem speaking to Umas Ha'olam, Im Tov Beinechem, if it's good in your eyes, Havu Schari, give me my wages. Vimloi Chadalu, if not, you should refrain. And the pasuk says, Vishklus Schari Shleshem Kasef, I took my schar 30 kasef. In other words, in the conversation between Hashem and the Umas Ha'olam, he's telling them to return him his 30 tzaddikim. They got their schar because of these 30 tzaddikim. So he says, return them to me. So they said, fine, and they returned it. And Rabbi Yehuda, it's really Rav Yehuda Aymar, he tells us, Eilu Shleshim Tzaddiki Umas Ha'olam, Shu Umas Ha'olam Mishchem Aleihem. These are the 30 tzaddikim Umas Ha'olam that the whole world exists because of. But when they gave these tzaddikim back to Hashem, so then he gave them in the form of 30 pieces of silver to Zechariah in this previously quoted pasuk, who then threw them into the base of Mikdash, and that's the 30 tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael. Now Ulamar, he says, Eilu Shleshim Mitzvah Shekibol Leim B'nei Noach. These are 30 mitzvahs that B'nei Noach accepted upon themselves. Rashi says that we don't have a list of these Shleshim mitzvahs of B'nei Noach. We really know of 7, but clearly there was 30 they took upon themselves. But really, they only keep 3 of them. Achas, one of them is Tzad Beis Oman Beis on the top. She'in Kaisun Ksuba L'Zecharim. They don't write a Ksuba for Zecharim, which means even though they engage in homosexuality and they might even take a male partner for themselves, they don't go so far to write a Ksuba, meaning to write an official marriage document between 2 males. Achas, one of them is She'in Shekim Basara Mace B'Mkoilin. They don't weigh meat of a mace in the market, which either means that even though they eat human flesh, they don't actually sell it in the market. According to other explanation, if an animal died without Shechit, without being slaughtered, they don't sell that in the market. V'achaz, the third one is Shemchabas HaTayra, they're Mechab the Tayra. Go back to Skos Gera Nasha, the Mishnah told us V'ein Noig Ba'if, that there's no Gera Nasha in a bird. Ask the Gemara, V'hak Chazino de Islay, we see that it does have a Gera Nasha. The answer is Islay V'loy Agil, it does have a Gera Nasha, which means it has a Kaf Hayarech, but it's not rounded. It's not a full Kaf, it's not like this rounded spoon that we described before, and that's why there's no din of a Gera Nasha for birds. So by Ravim, we ask as follows, Islay L'oif V'agil, or Islay L'behem of L'oy Agil. Let's say a bird has a Kaf Yarech, which is also rounded. It's a unique bird. Maybe it was born with a deformity, or something unique, some sort of genetic mutation, and had this rounded kaf yarech, or we find an animal that doesn't have it rounded, my what's it in? Buser di deazlinon, oi buser min eazlinon. Do we go buser it, and we follow what it has, and if it's rounded, then it would have the isr of gidan nashe, or do we just go buser the min? And the vast majority of animals have, and the vast majority of birds do not have, and even if you found a one-off an animal or one-off in a bird, that wouldn't make a difference. Buser di deazlinon, or buser min eazlinon. And we conclude, teku. Continuing the Mishnah said, v'noig b'shlil, it, meaning gidan nashe applies by the shlil, by the fetus. Rabbi Huda argued and says, no, it doesn't. And then the Mishnah said, and the chelv is mutter. So the Gemara now tells Amr Shmuel, v'chelv is mutter l'divrei HaKol. When the Mishnah says that it's chelv is mutter, that's going according to everybody. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Chelv de mai, referring to the chelv of what is mutter according to everybody. Ilim de shlil, if you want to say the chelv of a shlil, the chelv of a fetus that's found inside its mother's stomach after it was shechted, that it's chelv is mutter, what does that mean? V'amiflik pligi bei, we have machleks about it. Tan, you have my brai, so we already discussed this earlier in the Masechta. Noig b'shlil v'chelv by aser de Remeir. Remeir says there's gidan nash in a shlil and it's chelv is aser. Rabbi Hudamer, he says, ain't a noig b'shlil v'chelv by mutter, that there's no gidan nash in a shlil and it's chelv is mutter. And Rambam Rosh Hashanah, Rambam Shai, he tells Machlekes Ben Tishachai, Machlekes is with a 9-month pregnancy, a full-term baby inside its mother's stomach that was found alive. That's Machlekes Valchav Meir Shitasai, Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai, Rabbi Meir Shitasai, Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai. Rabbi Meir holds the Ben Pakua, this baby found in its mother's stomach, is not connected to it, has nothing to do with it, and needs its own shchita, and therefore it has an isur gidanasha and its chilv is problematic, which Rabbi Yehuda holds it is matter through its mother's shchita, so it's really just part of the mother, and therefore there's no problem gidanasha, there's no chilev. Either which way, we clearly see there's Machlekes regarding the chilev of the shlil, so that can't be what Shmuel's talking about. Vela rather, chalbi the gid. You want to say that we're talking about the chelev of the gid hanasha, I mean the fact that's around the gid. Well, that also hamilfik pligi ba. There's machlekes about it. And you have a bray. So gid hanasha mechatit achra b'chol makam shehu v'chaytech shamne meikari. The Rav Meir of Meir says that by the gid hanasha we have to mechatit, which means we have to really dig it out and uproot it from wherever it is and cut its fat meikari from where it is. Or Rabbi Huda Amar, he says goyimay mashufi, that it just gets cut off or leveled off with the rounded meat, but anything that's underneath the surface is allowed to be eaten. Bottom line is we see there's machlekes regarding the chelev, the fat which is around the gid. So what's Shmuel referring to when he says that everyone agrees that the chelev is mutter? The answer is la'ilam chelev the gid. Really, we're talking about the chelev of the fats of the gid. Umayd Shmuel de Rav Meir mid Rabbanan aser. Shmuel agrees that according to Rav Meir, he holds the Rabbanan it's aser. Meaning this whole machlokes remain Rabbi Huda. If the chelev of the gid is mutter, where Rav Meir says that it's aser, that's just aser de Rabbanan. But mid Dairaisa it is mutter, and that's what Shmuel is referring to. On a Dairaisa level, everybody agrees that the chelev of the gid is mutter. And the Tanya of a Braisa shows us v'shamnei mutter, its fat is mutter. V'Yisrael Kadosh Nagu by aser, but the Yidden who are holy, they're kadosh, they're knowing that it's aser. My line Rav Meir. Wouldn't that be Rav Meir? The Amar Mutter Min HaTorah V'Asur Min Rabbanon. And this Brisa is telling us that is Mutter Min HaTorah, just Min Rabbanon, everyone's Machmir. Says the Gemara, not a Raya. I mean, my, who says, the Rabbi Yehuda, he made this Brisa Rabbi Yehuda, Aval Rav Meir Min HaTorah Nami Asur. Maybe according to Rav Meir, the Chilav of the Gid is also Asur Min HaTorah. Says the Gemara, let's talk about that. Don't think that the Tanya, we have another Brisa that says, Gid HaNoshe, Mechatet Acher B'chol Makam Shehu. When I say Mechatet, he has to dig after it wherever it is. V'Shamni Mutter, but it's Shamni Mutter, it's Shuman, it's fats are Mutter. Now, Man Shamasle, the Islay Chatito. Who do we know holds of this din of Chatita that when we're getting rid of the Gid HaNoshe, we have to dig it out from every place it's located? Rav Meir, that was Shitas Rav Meir in the previously quoted Brisa. V'Ka'amar, nonetheless, what does this Brisa say? Shamni Mutter, that it's Shuman, that it's fats are Mutter. So we see that Rav Meir does hold that on a D'Oraisa level, the Shuman of the Gid is Mutter. It's just a D'Rabbanan or Machmir, and that's what Shmuel's referring to in the beginning of the Gemara, that everyone agrees on a D'Oraisa level that the Shuman of the Gid HaNoshe is Mutter. Can you discuss Gid HaNoshe? Amar Yisrael Rav Shmuel Amarta Amar Rav, the Loisher Taira Ella K'nai K'nai Shabai. The Taira only asked the K'nai K'nai of the Gid HaNoshe. What are K'nai K'nai? So these are little offshoots. In other words, the main Gid HaNoshe itself, according to this, is not a problem. That's as hard as eight, it's as hard as wood. It can't be eaten. It's way too tough. So the only thing it's Asr Tit Midaraisa are the small offshoots of the Gid HaNoshe. Those are still soft and could be eaten. So that's what the Isra of Gid HaNoshe is on. However, Ula Amar Ula says, no, eights who? The Gid HaNoshe is eights. It's hard. It's like wood. You can't eat it. Nonetheless, but Tar Chiva Alav, the Tar was Machai for eating it. So the Isra is the Gid HaNoshe itself. And Amar Bahi tells us, but it's logical to say the Gula. The Amar of Sheshas, Amar of Asi, the Chutin Shebechelev, Asrun Vein Chayavan Alein. Chutim inside Chelev, which basically refers to little blood vessels and thin nerves that go through the Chelev, the fats. Those are Asr to eat, but one's not Chayav Kares for eating them. It's only Asr Draban to eat them. Alma, we see from here, Chelev Amar Achman of Loi Chutin. The Tar says, don't eat the Chelev. That means the Chelev itself is Asr, not the Chutin, not the little strands going through it. Hachanami Sotov here by the Gid HaNoshe, Gid Amar Achman of Loi Kanai Knais. The Tar says, don't eat the Gid and not the Kanai Knais. So the Isra is the Gid itself. Now, just want to remember about this, we just mentioned, Gufa just stated, Amar Shesh and Ravasi, Chutin Shebechelev Asrun Vein Chayav Alein, that these Chutin, these little strands, these threads going through the Chelev, those are Asr, but one is not Chayav Kares for eating them. Now, Shebekulia Asrun Vein Chayav Alein, also these threads, these little nerves or blood vessels that go through the kidney, those are Asr, but one's not going to be Chayav Kares for eating them. Whereas Loivin Kulia, what about the whiteness of the kidney? It's referring to Chelev that's found on the outside of the kidney, right by the little indentation on the top, and then it goes into the Chelev as well. So what about those fats? Are they Asr Chalav and Ramutar? So Rabbi Chia, they argue about this. Chad Asr Chad Shari, one says they're Asr, one says they're Mutter. Now Rabba Memartate Le, Rabba would be Memartate it, which means he'd cut it out all the way at the root. He would go deep into the kidney to take all these fats out. And also Rabbi Yochanan Martate Le, he would do the same thing. Whereas Rav Asi Goyim Le, Rav Asi would just cut it at the level. Any fats that were visible above the kidney, those he considered Asr Chalavim, but anything that was inside the kidney, he held as Mutter. And Rabbi tells us, Kavas Rav Asi Mistabra, is also going to say like Rav Asi, Dom Rav Abba, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Tzadigim Lom Ralph on top. Chelev Shabasr Chayfa Yisai, Mutter. The Chelev on the side of the animal that's covered by meat, meaning it's covered by flesh itself, that chelev is mutter. I'm what we see from here. Sha'al haksalim amar rachmana v'loi shebesoich haksalim. When the Torah, in its listing of the many different types of fats that have to be burned, it tells us chelev sha'al haksalim, the chelev which literally is on the flanks, that means it's the chelev on the side of the animal, not that's inside, meaning if there's meat covering over this fat, that's considered shebesoich haksalim. Hachanam suit over here in regards to the kidneys. Sha'al haklayos amar rachmana v'loi shebesoich haklayos. When the Torah talks about the chelev sha'al haklayos, that's only that which is visible, it's on top of it, not which is inside, as the Zariah for Rav Asya just told us. We're going to stop before the day, we'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss something we just mentioned. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.